our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We are awesome.
I'm stressed.
But you're still awesome.
Thanks, but I am stressed. I'm going to India in like 3 days, and I have so much to do before I leave that I'm kind of at a paralysis point where I have so much to do that I can't do any of it. Like, the idea of doing any of it is such a mountain of terrifyingness that I can't bring myself to start it. And I know it's not going to be that bad once I get started on it. But, like, I have, like, 15 different things that I need to finish in 2 days. I have 2 working days left, and I don't know. I don't know how it's going to happen.
I believe in you.
Thanks. I'm stressed about it, though. How are you?
I'm doing well. So at work, we have, we're trying to catch up on our stuff. I don't know if I did this last week, too, if I talked about it last week. But we take big boxes, long boxes full of cards home. And sort them out, and they give us money. They pay us to do these boxes at home, and I'm having so much fun sorting out cards.
Yeah, you get mad, though, because you're like, oh, why are there so many sets? Because each one has... They're just complete... They're just collections, right? So they're totally random.
They're just all random stuff in a box.
So once you're done sorting these by set, then they go to the graders?
We give them to the Overstock team.
And the Overstock. So they've already been graded, or...?
No. But they... Once they're sorted by set, they have boxes for all the sets. And then once they fill those up, then they go through them. And we have a few different... like, today, they put out, like all the extra cards from, like, 2 sets. So we had to, like, figure out some business, like, to fit them in.
Yeah, just logistically where to put 2 sets.
But we're doing so much more business now that we got all these new sponsorships and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And your physical presence rebranded already, right?
Yeah, so...
Are the signs and everything changed?
Yeah, they changed the side and front.
I don't think it's changed on Google Maps yet.
Oh, well, yeah, they might not have done it yet. But yeah, so all the Card Kingdom store that was in Ballard is now Mox Boarding House. So all the retail stores, including any new ones that we open, are going to be Mox Boarding House. Online presence is Card Kingdom. So the Card Kingdom just sells Magic cards. Mox Boarding House is the brick-and-mortar store where Card Kingdom lives, but they sell other board games. And have cafes and stuff. And if you're ever in Seattle or in Bellevue, you should go to one of those 2 locations because they are awesome. That is all.
Is it Mox Boarding House - Bellevue?
Like the website?
Like the actual physical place. What's the, like, what are they called?
Oh, it's just Mox Boarding House Seattle is the one in Ballard.
Is it - Seattle? I'm
trying
to suggest a rename to Google.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, what's it like on the website? They'll usually say, like, if you go to the website, right, and, like, click through it, it'll usually give, like, a format of how it looks. Nope, every time, you could just keep clicking. What? Go to locations.
Seattle and Bellevue.
Yeah, but click Seattle. Okay. It's just called Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no hyphen. They're just calling it Mox Boarding House Seattle.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking. And their website is moxboardinghouse.com.
Yeah, so moxboardinghouse.com. And also, Card Kingdom is doing a blog, which I may have mentioned.
I don't know if you did.
So
you
did. So I wrote an article for the blog, which is going to be posted on Wednesday, and that's at blog.cardkingdom.com. So go look at that. It's about, I'll give you a sneak peek. It's about a new format that doesn't exist yet. It's called Army of One.
Army of One. What is it?
So you choose... I didn't tell you about it, did I?
Mm-mm.
So you choose one creature card, right? And you have... Your deck can't include any other creatures except for that one creature. But okay. It has to have exactly 20 copies of that creature in it.
Okay.
So all your creatures are one creature. And then it's a singleton deck otherwise. So you can only play one of each other card. And 20 of that one creature.
Cool.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, there's other rules to go along with it to make it less crazy, but that's the gist. But yeah, the article's up on Wednesday. I don't think I did a very good job on it. Like, I feel like it's bad, but Hallie said it was okay. She said it looks good. I'm gonna, you know,
edit. Maybe her standards for this are just low because they're just starting.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Saying that it is bad, but it's possible that it's bad and the standards are just low.
Yeah, but the other articles
you didn't
that I
have
read
me
were,
edit it, so.
The other art, well, you just tell me how bad it is.
No, I would suggest ways to fix it. I wouldn't just be like, this is awful. I'd be like,
you could be
here's
my,
how you fix it.
You could be my editor
yeah,
for the next
one. Yeah, I know, I said
one.
That, but you just submitted
it. Yeah, well,
I
submitted it because I wanted to get it in on Friday.
Right.
But then I sent it in, and she wasn't even at her desk anymore. Like, she didn't even see it till
yeah,
Monday.
Yeah, so you could have had 2 more days to write it.
Could have had 2 more days.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's all.
What else have you done? What have you done this weekend?
What have I done? Oh, I've been listening to the Stephen King podcast because I'm just getting excited for everything Stephen King anymore. Oh, my ring. I was sorting out cards and took my ring off. Yeah, so I've been listening to all this stuff. Like, there's 3 Stephen King things that are coming out in the next year or so that are going to be really exciting.
There's 3? Yeah, oh, yeah.
The first one, is it June 2nd? July 2nd.
Oh.
June.
I've not paid attention.
It might be June 2nd. It's real soon.
Okay.
The Dark Tower movie is coming out.
That looks...
In theaters.
Honestly, it looks bad.
It looks different than the books, which...
I get that it's supposed to be, but also it looks kind of bad.
I don't know. It looks okay so far. I have to watch it. Once I see the movie, I will make a judgment on it.
Sure. Sure.
And then that judgment is the correct final judgment on the movie.
I'm probably not going to watch the movie... with you at that time because the chances of me having finished, because they're cramming 7 books into one movie, more or less. The chances of me having finished all 7 books by then, considering I've only read 3 at this point, are very low.
Well, the good news is you have a real long flight that you can read a book on.
I'm probably going to, like, watch movies on my flight.
Okay.
Because I can. Mm-hmm. You know? I just think that movies pass the time better than reading. And also, I'm kind of afraid of flights, so like the more noise I can get to distract me from flying, the better.
Sure. I have a lot of books I'm trying to catch up on, but I don't have any time to read because I'm always watching TV.
So you do... That's the thing. You do have time to read.
No.
You do.
No.
We just watched It again, the original It from 1990. You definitely could have just read instead of doing that, but you didn't.
But I wanted to spend time with you.
Right. I was sleeping half the time. So.
Right. And I was sorting. I was working.
Too. Yeah. So it wasn't. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I actively watched maybe a third of It. And the rest of the time I was sorting cards.
It's not something you really have to actively watch if you've seen it before.
Right, I've seen it 6 times already. And so It is the other project that's coming out this year. I think it's in September when it's being released.
Wait, you only listed 1 project before this.
Yeah, the other project this year.
You said there were 3 upcoming projects that were exciting.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I got to the second one.
Okay,
the other
the
one
second
this
one.
Year.
You see, I was confused by the wording, but I'm on board now.
So It is the first part of It is going to be released later on this year, which is
they're doing it in 2 parts.
Yeah, they're doing one with the kids, and then I think they're going to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought it was all
because
just one.
Well, that's why I was saying that, like, It in itself.
It's
a movie
stories.
And the sequel all in the same movie.
I didn't understand that they were doing it in 2 movies. How did that knowledge escape me? Thus far.
Well, because they don't have any of the adults.
Yeah, there's no previews with the adults, but I didn't even think
kids.
Of that.
Yeah, which I think is going to be cool, because it's just it's 2 different movies. But in the book and in the old movie, they put them together into one story.
Yeah, they did like a flashback. And I mean, it works to do it that way, to do like the parallels between the story. Because the way that It works is, the characters have a shared experience and they each individually have their own stories that happen. So the way that they did it with the original miniseries is they would juxtapose like something that happened when the person was a kid and then something that happened when they were an adult.
Mm.
But
like they were all remembering it and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like as they were getting notified that it was happening again. But if they're splitting into two movies, you won't necessarily have those parallels. But I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, think that's completely
I think that's fine, because then it'll just be its own thing. Like, yeah. It'll be just these kids fighting this monster instead of...
So...
You don't know that they all survive until the next, like...
Well,
until
I mean...
Until they get old.
I guess you do now. I'm so sorry if I've just spoiled it for you.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, then you're not interested in watching the new movie.
If you haven't seen or read it, you probably weren't in the first place.
But yeah, it's definitely one of Stephen King's, like, top three books.
Mm. How do you think that they're going to have the kids defeat the monster?
I hope it's not the same way as in the
book. You hope it's not a gangbang?
Yeah. Yeah, if you read
You hope it's not an 11-year-old gangbang? Oh, I know we've talked about this on the podcast
before. It's so awkward.
It's so bad.
And
I don't know
how, like, the editor
it
go.
Who's the Stephen King's editor who was like, this is fine.
That's fine, just let it go.
I have no problems with this.
He's like, are you sure?
I want to see the red line copy of that. Just like, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. See me after class.
See me after class. C+ for this chapter. Maybe try a different...
Rewrite for half credit.
Maybe have them hold hands instead.
Or even just make out. Like, 11-year-olds can experiment and make out if they want to do that.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
That's
an 11-year-old learning who they are.
Yeah, that's fine.
As Chuck Dingle says, learning their bodies.
Right.
But...
Oh my god.
They learned each other's bodies in a way that 11-year-olds should not.
Not cool.
Not cool at all.
But anyway...
I wonder how triggering that scene is for people who don't know it. Like, who've had past childhood, like, abuse, trauma,
and
don't see it coming, and they're just, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
That's gotta be horrifying. And it's not till the end of the book, so you've invested yourself in the whole book.
And I read it when I was, like... How old are you in 8th grade?
You're like 13 to 14.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't even get this. Yeah. Like, I didn't know that how weird it was. I was just like, I don't know what's going on.
It didn't hit me at first how weird it was.
Yeah.
And then, because over the course, because the book is so long, you kind of forget how old they are. Mm. And as kids, they act older than they are because they have to by the circumstance.
Mm.
So I think by the end of the book, I was like, oh, they're like 15. That's still kind of weird, but like, it's acceptable. But it wasn't. They were 11.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I read it in 8th grade, so I was just a little older than that.
Yeah.
But
I would have felt real weird about that in 8th grade.
Yeah.
I felt real weird about it as an 18 or 19 or 21-year-old, however old I was when I read
it. Yeah, but I don't think it, like, hit me how weird it was.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, whatever.
Well,
they
were kids like you.
Yeah. So it wasn't that weird. I mean,
it's still weird.
It's still, like, now that I think about it, it's weird, but... Back then, I was just like, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, there's a turtle? What's that all about?
It was this turtle business. Oh, we had some feedback on last week's episode.
Oh, did we?
That we should not use the automatic shortening thing because it cut off words and was really weird.
Yeah, I noticed that too when I listened to it.
It's too bad.
Like, it helped a little bit. Like, there wasn't any pauses. But
I'd rather have pauses.
Right.
If it's going to mean cutting off words.
But yeah, it just truncated some words a little bit and it was glitchy.
Kind of awkward.
It was kind of awkward. So we won't bother with that again. It was an experiment.
Yeah. I mean, we try not to leave too much dead space anyway.
Mm-hmm. So
if we had a minute of dead space, we'd just cut it out.
Yeah. Do you want to hear about the third project I was going to tell you about?
Yeah. Because this is Stephen King.
Yeah, Stephen King.
Stephen King cast.
Stephen King
There's
podcast.
There's already Stephen King
Yeah,
podcast.
And I've been listening to everyone. It's a guy who goes through all of Stephen King's books from the first one.
It's
like chronologically.
It's a podcast book report.
Yeah, he writes a book report
every
week.
He writes a book report, but not like your sixth grade book report where you were like, this
like
is the book I read and this is what happened. He does, this is the book I read, this is what happened, this is what it means.
So the most recent one that I listened to.
This is context from Stephen King's real life because he wrote about a writer again.
Yeah, this is what happened when he writes about
writers. This is what happened when he wrote about a writer this time. And this he wrote about it because he was getting off drugs in real life. And so he wrote about a writer who was getting off drugs.
Yeah, he writes about writers, teachers, and everymans.
Everymans, yeah.
He writes a lot of everymans.
With very, like, generic name,
like
everymans.
Johnny Smith.
Yeah.
From the Dead Zone. He represents us.
Us? Me?
All the people, everybody.
Every man?
Every
me man?
He represents everyman.
He represents the me-man.
The everyman. But yeah, so.
What if memen was a word?
Memen?
Yeah.
How do you even like, spell it?
Mi viro. I don't know. M-E-M-A-N.
Meman. Meman. Okay, it's a word now.
Like, instead of saying me, you said memen. Meman. Like, can you hand that to Meman?
No, that's weird. That's like a weird person talking about themselves in the third person.
Or like, Sheeman or Heeman.
Heeman. Heeman. And the masters of the universe.
Theyman. Weeman.
Do you know about...
Yeah, I've heard of He-Man.
By the power of Grayskull, I have the power.
Is that the best they could come up with? It's and only power three and the people
knew about Prince Adam's secret.
Uh-huh.
It was Man-at-Arms.
Yep.
Orko.
Uh-huh.
And the Sorceress.
Yeah.
Nobody else. Not even Battle Cat.
Battle Cat didn't know?
I mean...
I'm pretty sure Battle Cat knew.
It's not in the credits.
You know what? That's because Battle Cat's not a person.
Uh-huh.
That's probably the technicality, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, Orko is not a person.
Okay, listen. I was trying to figure out a reason why Battle Cat wouldn't know, but I have nothing now. I guess Battle Cat just didn't know.
Well, because he's Cringer, right? And then when he turns to He-Man, he turns to Battle Cat. So he's like part of it.
Oh, okay. So he's...
He's Prince Adam's
he's
pet
He's part
cat.
He-Man.
He's kind of He-Man.
He's within...
He's like he
So
animal.
It's not technically that he didn't know about it. It's that he is an appendage of He-Man.
He is like an aspect
he's a
of He-Man.
He's a He-Pendage.
Yes. But he was...
What if you didn't know, like, if you... So if it was a possessive of everything, or like if you were saying, like, my arm hurts, you'd like... me arm hurts, but not like me arm hurts like a pirate, mm-hmm. like me arm, like the emphasis is on the me. Or like...
Are you trying to make up a new language?
Yeah, it's really good, okay? I have not practiced Esperanto today, so...
Neither have I. I got a notification, I was like,
I know,
later.
I did too. There was one day where I got a notification where they sent, that said, these notifications don't seem to be working, we'll stop them for now. I was like, I'm so sorry.
For
but also, I wish that, yeah, I think it was for Esperanto, but it was for Spanish.
Did you quit?
But no, also, I wish more apps would do that. Be like, mm-hmm. oh, you haven't seemed to engage with the app after us sending this notification for like 3 days. We're not going to bother you. Uh-huh. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But they don't, because they, for some reason, want to keep bothering you, even though you never asked for it.
Mm.
You know how many times I've tried to turn off automatic like notifications from Twitter that are like, at Rosalind V... at Felicia Day and at Will Wheaton liked this photo.
Oh,
like,
those are the worst.
I don't care.
I don't care who liked that photo.
I'm never gonna look
I don't even
at
know
it.
Who that first person is, but I don't care.
I don't either. I made it up. It's probably somebody. All right, let's Twitter bomb. Rosalind V. Look her up.
I don't want
Rosalind V.
At Rosalind V?
Yeah.
Underscore?
Nope, just V.
All right, let me go to Twitter.
Twitter.com/Rosalind V. It might not even be somebody. Maybe we're going to be... Nope. Y-N-D. Or U-N-D. Rosalind.
Oh, Rosalind.
Nope. U-N-D, though. U-N-D is what I was thinking of. Try that. Oh my god, just do it.
U-N-D? Rosalund?
Yeah.
That's not a
person.
Not a person.
Try it with a Y.
Oh my, I did. I already did.
No, you didn't. You tried it with a Y, but without a D. Oh, this account has been suspended.
Yeah, it's probably like a... Spam.
Like a spam bot. What percentage of Twitter do you think is spam bots?
Zero, because they banned them.
They used to be
you
a
want
lot
your snack?
Worse. We have a snack. Where is it?
It's in that drawer.
This drawer?
Mm-hmm.
The one that's part open or
yeah.
the one below it
no,
that's
that
part
one.
Open?
That one.
Wait, you said you reorganized the candy drawers. Oh, it's all loose candy up
yeah,
here and gum, some gums.
That's the candy.
These are mine. Were you eating them?
No, I just found it. It was a prepackaged candy.
Likely story. All right, what do we got? Ooh, we got some raffles.
Uh huh. So I got them for a few different reasons.
Okay.
I got them.
Can
because
we talk about what they are before you explain?
Well, I
want to
explain
them.
Why.
Okay.
I want to explain the reasons.
Okay,
and
you
then
explain.
We can go.
I'm gonna go
okay.
measure some out.
So the ruffles that we got, I got them for three separate reasons. Reason number one, they are oven baked, which means that they have less fat than regular. Potato chips.
Which translates to, we can eat more of them.
Oh, excuse me. Reason two, they got garlic. And when I first met you, I said, do you love garlic or do you... Or wait, no, hold on. Let me go back.
Right. That was right.
I said, do you love garlic or do you fucking love garlic?
Or, what did I say?
And you said the second one.
Yeah, I did.
So they have garlic in them. And then the other thing on them is ranch because for some reason people from the Midwest like ranch.
I almost got a chicken bacon ranch wrap today, but I forgot to order it. I ordered a burrito instead without thinking about it.
You forgot that. Where do you get a burrito from?
The cafe near us called Yellow Dot Cafe.
Oh. Was it a good burrito or was it just big?
It was fine. It was honestly decent.
I went to, I took a walk to Palermo. And they had a lunch special for a meatball sub, so I got that.
When do you got time for that? I thought you had half-hour lunches.
Yeah, it was... I just made it.
A likely story. How did you... We're counting calories. How did you measure a meatball sub?
I just did it like a sub.
More than you think.
I looked it up, said meatball sub, and hit the first one that said meatball sub.
Well, if it said Subway, it was too low.
No, it wasn't Subway. It was a different
one. Yeah, I kind of went with the first pulled pork burrito. This is one serving, so we're splitting one serving here.
Okay.
I can eat more later if you want. All right, we got some garlic ranch chips.
Give me one.
They smell more ranchy than garlic. You think they smell garlic?
Yeah.
I think they smell way more ranchy.
Taste it. Oh.
I really like the texture. I have spit chip all over. I really like the texture of the baked chips.
Yeah.
They're really nice and crunchy.
They're more like Pringles texture. But I like the flavor.
Yeah, it's a little more subtle than I want it to be. I want it to be a stronger flavor than it is. But I think part of the reason for that is it doesn't have your traditional potato chip has a lot of oil on it. Mm. I think it doesn't have the oil to carry it as much.
Yeah.
But I think that's fine, too.
They're good.
Mm-hmm.
I like these chips. It is a good snack.
This was a good choice. Thank you for this choice of snack.
Mm-hmm. I thought I'd get a good one. And I also got you Diet Verners for your sour tummy.
Mm-hmm. I was not feeling well. I came home early from work, which really just means I have to work later at home. But
did you order those batteries?
These batteries?
No.
No.
The car batteries.
Our car keys are dying.
Mm-hmm.
What a first world problem. Whose car key dies?
Ours, hopefully not, because if they die, then we can't get in our car anymore.
No, you can get into the car, you just can't start it.
Right.
There's a place to put the key on the outside of the car.
Oh, you can.
You can get in, but you can't start the car. There's no ignition place to put the key. If there was, I would never replace that battery. There's no way that I would, I know myself. I'd just be like, yeah, that's good enough.
Mm-hmm. Who needs an ignition slot in a car anymore?
Hmm. I just remembered, I went to a show on Friday. And while I was at the show on Friday, I thought we should do top three live shows that we've seen.
Oh.
So there was that like top 10 thing. I think we talked on the podcast last week where people said like the 9 shows they went to and the one they didn't.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out for you that the reason no one engaged was that they couldn't see your Facebook posts. Right. So,
and also because everybody already did it and they don't care anymore.
But on Friday, I went to see PJ Harvey for free. Because I have a friend in the legal department who knows, like, she used to work in a lot of, like, music scenes and stuff, and she did, like, music litigation and whatever.
I have a story about that, too, when you're done.
And so she's got me into free now to both PJ Harvey and Sarah Silverman, and I love her for that. It was a good show. I like a good angry feminist rock. What's your story about my tickets that I got for free?
So I made a post on Facebook earlier today I did it last night. It was like 11 o'clock last night when I was looking at Stephen King stuff online.
Uh-huh.
And there's a Dark Tower map, a map of Midworld that somebody made, and I posted it, and I was like, if someone wants to buy me this for my birthday, which is in 2 days, this is a good thing to get for me. And then my friend's like, PM me with your address and I'll buy it for you. And I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
So I texted him, and, he is the person who got me into listening to Nick Cave.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my wife just went to a concert of PJ Harvey, and she had, like, some of the Bad Seeds played with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of you immediately, and I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So apparently, Nick Cave and PJ Harvey used to bang. And then when they broke up, they split some band members in the custody agreement. This is, like, the mid-90s, so I'm sure that they're there of their own free will.
And they did a song together on murder ballads.
Which one?
Henry Lee. Get down, really? Get down, little Henry Lee.
I didn't know that.
And stay all night with me. Yeah.
I like Nick Cave a lot. And I like PJ Harvey a lot, it turns out. I'd only learned who she was, really, a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. And I would have felt like a jerk, like, going on, like, with this free ticket, if I'd never heard of her. But I have. I was listening to her pretty heavily for a few weeks at work, so I didn't feel bad about it. It was a really good show. So, on that note, let's talk about, you can play that in the background.
It's gonna be loud.
We'll turn it down then. It's probably not even gonna pick up.
That's alright.
Okay, so that's why I wanted to talk about our top three shows that we've seen live. Concert shows.
Okay.
Wait, you can go first.
Number three?
Yeah, they might not have to be ranked because ranking might be tough.
I know my number one.
Okay. We might have actually done this before too. But I've seen more shows since then, so.
My number three was probably the first or second time I saw the Giants. I don't remember.
Okay.
But it was, they played Dr. Worm twice.
Oh, really?
They opened with it, and then they closed with it, because it was right when.
When it was coming out?
Yeah, when Severe Tire Damage came out.
Okay. God. I'm trying to, like, remember all the shows I've seen.
Because new ones keep popping up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I really like that one,
yeah,
too.
And I was trying to think, like, I was thinking, like, oh, I've seen a lot of live music since I came here, like, more than I saw when I was in Fargo, but that's not true. I saw a lot more live music in Fargo than I remembered. Like, I was listing out things I went to. I was like, oh, I went to that show, and I went to that show, and I went to that other show. So I think my number three would be Nico Case. She put on a really good show.
Okay.
She had some good songs, and there was, like, some nice talking in between, which I appreciate in a show, like, when people talk in between.
Oh, shit. I have an honorable mention.
Okay, honorable mention it up.
I'm going to do my honorable mention first.
Sure.
It's when we went to see Mike Doty.
With
12 people at the show.
It was, like, 20 or 30, but still.
It was awesome. Like, on, like, the top floor of, like, an apartment building.
Yeah, it was the top floor of, like, honestly, one of the tallest buildings we have in Seattle.
And we were just hanging out up there, and he was there. There was probably 25 people.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say at most 25.
No microphone, just a dude and a hat.
And his guitar.
And a guitar.
And it was, like, one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
And we got to say hey to him afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my honorable mention. It probably would be the number three spot.
Yeah, but you forgot about it. What's your number two?
My number two is Hershey, Pennsylvania, 1992.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
Nine Inch Nails, David Bowie.
Yeah, you told me about this, and I'm never gonna stop being sad that I was not alive for it. I mean, I was alive for it, but I was three. So I really wouldn't have appreciated that.
I think it was 92 or 93. I don't know. It was one of those early 90s.
And it's never going to happen again because David Bowie kicked it.
But they played, like, some songs together,
which
was awesome.
I'm going to put my honorable mention on because I forgot
about
it.
You do it, yeah.
Mine's going to be, most of the rest of these are going to be, like, earlier in my life. I went to a Panic at the Disco concert in high school, and they were really good. Like, they made really good music. It was when he still had a whole band and hadn't pissed everybody off. They, like, came out in marching band costumes, and I don't know. It was just a really, really good show. My number two is the first time we went to see They Might Be Giants. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that a lot. I was very happy, and it was fun, and...
That was in Minneapolis, right?
Yeah, it was at First Ave. And also the second time we saw them was at First Ave.
Which time did they play?
Shit, what about Weird Al, though? Weird Al was really good, too. But that was not a great venue.
It wasn't.
It was outside in a park. We were really far away, and it was sunny. And, I mean, you could hear it, but it wasn't, like... Yeah, wasn't that great.
Yeah, it was cool. It was fun. Yeah. Number one.
Number one for you.
You ready for it?
Yep.
Trying to think of the year. 1999.
Okay. You have to talk. This is a podcast. I know you're thinking.
No, it was like a local show in Kintnersville, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like right near, it was like for like a firehouse or something, but Ween played it.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and it was like you brought like your tent and you camped there.
What?
And that was awesome.
That's so, really cool.
Yeah, it was really
Is that
cool.
how you found out about Ween, or you knew about it before that?
No, I knew about Ween since like probably about 6 or 7 years before that.
Wow. You got in early.
I don't know.
It just feels early.
Yeah.
Ween doesn't feel like the kind of thing you'd hit until you were like 19.
No. I was 14 or 15.
No, not you. As a person.
I got into the Beatles when I was 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I found the Beatles.
You went the other direction.
Well, the thing is with the Beatles is there were so many songs that I heard that I did not know were by the Beatles
mm-hmm.
until, like, I'm like, oh, that's the Beatles? I like that song. like Here Comes the Sun, I had no idea that was the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah, for, like, until I was 19 and I heard it and I was like, I like that song.
All right.
Here Comes the Sun.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. I don't like the song.
Yeah, well.
I don't have to.
You don't like good music. It's okay.
I like some good music. Hey, now. I like some good music.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of it.
I also like some good music. I also like some bad music.
Yeah. Yeah. My number one, I think, is the first time I went to see Cher. It wasn't the best seats that I had. The second time I went, I was on, like, the floor, like, 16 rows back or something, which was way better seats. But I, like, cried through the first song and a half because I was so happy to be there. Because I was like, it's really her. She's really there. Because I was, like, 12 or 13.
Faithful listeners, send us a tweet or an email with your favorite concert experience. Or give us a top three and an honorable mention if you like.
Or two.
And we'll talk about it.
You want. Not really the spirit of top three if you give top five. But yeah, I'm not going to judge you.
Yeah, you know, just do it.
Anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. We don't have to know you.
Yeah.
ahapodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us. So that's a little bit of a short format for an explanation if you want. You could post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page.
Send it to us in a message on Facebook. You could tweet
You could write us a letter.
You could write us... Well, I mean, that's not going to work if you don't know us.
Right. You
we
can
don't
write
have a
us
PO
a letter.
Box or anything.
You can, like, write it and then stick it in an envelope and then shove it straight up your ass.
Whoa!
We can't read it.
No, that is not a way to treat the listeners. What you do is you write Adam and Holly Klesch, Seattle, Washington, and they'll just know.
They'll figure it out.
To be fair, for small towns, that still works.
Yeah, it does.
Like, if you
like,
do that,
oh, we know where they
if
live.
You do that in my mom's town, it's still going to get to them.
Uh-huh.
More than likely.
It's like, we know them.
Yeah. I know that Cromweedy's. Wait, which Cromweedy?
Anyway.
A third of this town has the same last name. Which one did you want?
I know them. That's how they talk in small town
USA. It is, obviously. I have so many Amazon packages coming right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I had two come today. I think I have one coming tomorrow. No, two coming on Wednesday.
I'm so sad.
When's your birthday present? Reminder to the listeners that Adam's birthday
is on Wednesday, May 10th. May the 10th.
The day before I go to India for a week and a half,
you're
like, happy
steak.
Birthday, I'm leaving.
We're going to eat steak.
Happy birthday, I don't like you enough to stay here for the next week and a half.
That's fine, I'll survive.
I know that you'll
survive.
I'm
going to sort out a bunch of magic cards.
That's all you're going to do while I'm gone.
Yeah.
Sort out magic cards, probably
just
watch
make,
a movie
make
I
money.
Don't like.
Probably. I'll probably watch Hateful Eight 6 times.
Yeah, or like...
The Stand.
Oh,
I didn't tell you the third thing.
Insidious.
The third
Is
thing,
that a movie?
I'm not going to watch scary movies by myself.
Really?
No
You've
way.
You've done it before.
Yeah, but not when you're not anywhere nearby.
Not even close. Like, maybe like... I'm dead in an airplane and you don't even know. And if you text me at 8 p.m. to ask if, you know, well, first, I might not even have texting. That's still yet to be sorted. If you send me a Facebook message
email.
At 8 p.m., I might get back to you. But if you send it to me at, like, 10 a.m., I might get back to you. Like, the next day, because it's
fine.
A 12-hour, 11.5-hour time delay to India. It's the worst gap, because there's almost
It's literally the opposite.
Yeah, there's no overlap in working hours, like, at all. It's pretty
like
awful.
Like, when I'm going to bed, you'll be waking up.
Well, yeah.
Wait, no, you won't be up yet, unless you have to
It depends
wake up
when
early.
You're going to bed. I do. I think they start the day at 8,
okay.
so I have to be up early.
Yeah, I'll be going to bed before 7.
Yeah, you'll definitely... We'll be awake at the same time, but working hours don't tend to overlap.
Yeah.
Like, if I need to have a call with India, I have to do it at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Or, like, 6 a.m.
Yeah. Lame.
Which is awful. It's pretty awful.
Yeah.
But... That's why we're going.
But yeah, I didn't tell you about the third thing. That
you didn't tell me about the third thing.
It's going to be a 4-part movie of The Stand.
Oh.
They're redoing
it. Did they just do one of those already? How many was the first one? How many parts?
It was 4 parts. But I don't know.
So they just looked at the first one and are like, we can do better than this.
Yeah, well they
Which
can.
Which is true, they can. If they just don't cast Molly Ringwald, they're going to do better.
She wasn't the worst thing in that movie.
No,
but
she certainly did not really add to it.
Yeah. She just kind of has that look.
Who do you think's the worst thing in that movie? Who is the worst acting, the worst character?
No. The worst thing in the movie isn't, like, he did a great job acting, but he just was not the same. He wasn't the right part. Okay. Wasn't the right character.
Kind of like Idris Elba.
Like Lloyd.
Which one was Lloyd?
He was like Randall Flagg's second in command.
Mm. It just wasn't Miguel right.
Yeah, he just wasn't the right guy for that part. Because he was supposed to be like a young punk.
Oh, he was like, not that at all.
Yeah.
He was just like a guy.
He was just a different guy. But I thought Tom Cullen was the best in that movie. Like, he was perfect. Bill Fagerbakke
from Coach.
From Coach. Remember Coach?
Yeah, I do remember Coach.
He was Dobber and Coach.
Sure.
And then
he was Tom Cullen
in The Stand. And he, like, when I was reading The Stand the first time, that's who I pictured.
Really?
Yeah.
Or like someone near him or exactly?
No, exactly him.
Nice.
Yeah, so they got it just right. And he's the heart of that movie.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're at like 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And we should probably start to keep these a little bit shorter.
And if you haven't read The Stand,
maybe don't bother. I know you think that it's your favorite Stephen King book, but folks, it's like 1,000 pages.
No. It's not just my favorite Stephen King book. It is the best Stephen King
book. But I already know how it ends, and it's not satisfactory, which we know about Stephen King. He gets endings right like 2/3 of the time. Maybe. That might be a high number.
The ending happened how it had to. That's all.
No, he gets endings right like 1/3 of the time. No, it did not have to end that way. It didn't. You only think that because you love it so much
and you can't see outside of how it ended.
It's called The Stand. It didn't have
it's
to end that
It's not called
way.
The, like, fight.
Yeah. It didn't have to end that way. That's all I'm saying. I don't think it's good.
You just have to stand. Stand for what you believe in, and then you win.
Yeah. That's not exactly the part I'm mad about.
All right, we're gonna go now.
We're gonna
agree to disagree.
We're gonna sign off the podcast. I'm gonna tell a quick joke from my joke book.
Okay, about the Polish people.
You can't tell that joke.
Whoa, you have to read it though.
No, I can't read that joke.
Let me see it. I'll read it.
It's the second one. Don't read it out loud. You can't read that on a microphone. If you want to know what it is, you're going to have to tweet at us.
You can't say that.
And we will DM you and deny any evidence of
that's
it.
That's a really good one, too. I'll tell you later.
Oh, here's
ask me in person.
Here's a timely one. Did you hear about the rich person who wanted to write happy birthday on a cake? Did you hear about him?
About who? I'm sorry.
The rich person who wanted to write happy birthday on a cake.
I didn't.
For 3 hours, he tried to get the cake into a typewriter. Ladies and gentlemen, that is rich people.
How do you make rich people sausage?
No! You can't say it! I will cut it out of the podcast
put a rich person in a grinder.
Okay, that's probably it. That's what the joke was. It's so smooth, this is definitely what the joke was. I can tell it.
The real punchline's better.
No, it's all not. Right. It's not better. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Oh, okay. Well, bye. I just remembered that I'm not going to be here next week, so we're probably going to have to record another one sometime this week.
Oh, like in the next couple
days. Like next 2 days.
Well, we have Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll have time.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.